Chapter 10. God's Glory Leaves Jerusalem. On the fifth day of the sixth month in the sixth year, as I was sitting in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there. I looked up, and saw a form that looked like a man. Downward, from what seemed to be his waist, there was fire. From his waist upward, there seemed to be a brightness like the sheen of electrum. He stretched out what appeared to be a hand, and seized me by the hair of my head. I saw there the glory of the God of Israel, like the vision I had seen in the plain. The cherubim were stationed to the right of the temple. These were the living creatures I had seen beneath the God of Israel by the river Chebar, whom I now recognized to be cherubim. Each had four faces and four wings. Something like human hands were under their wings. Their faces looked like those I had seen by the river Chebar. Each one went straight forward. Each had four faces. The first face was that of an ox, the second that of a man, the third that of a lion, and the fourth that of an eagle. Such were the living creatures I had seen by the river Chebar. I also saw four wheels beside them, one wheel beside each cherub. The wheels appeared to have the luster of chrysolite stone. All four of them seemed to be made the same, as though there were a wheel within a wheel. When they moved, they went in any one of their four directions without veering as they moved. For in whichever direction they were faced, they went straight towards it without veering as they moved. The rims of the four wheels were full of eyes all around. I heard the wheels given the name wheelwork. When the cherubim moved, the wheels went beside them. When the cherubim lifted their wings to rise from the earth, even then the wheels did not leave their sides. When they stood still, the wheels stood still. When they rose, the wheels rose with them, for the living creature's spirit was in them. I looked, and saw in the firmament above the cherubim what appeared to be sapphire stone. Something like a throne could be seen upon it. He said to the man dressed in linen, "Go within the wheelwork under the cherubim, fill both your hands with burning coals from among the cherubim, then scatter them over the city." As I looked on, he entered. The glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherubim, upon which it had been, to the threshold of the temple. As the man entered, the cloud filled the inner court, and the glory of the Lord rose from over the cherubim to the threshold of the temple. The temple was filled with the cloud, and all the court was bright with the glory of the Lord. The noise of the wings of the cherubim could be heard as far as the outer court. It was like the voice of God the Almighty when he speaks. When he had commanded the man dressed in linen to take fire from within the wheelwork among the cherubim, the man entered and stood by one of the wheels. Thereupon its cherub stretched out his hand toward the fire that was among the cherubim. He took up some of it and put it in the hands of the one dressed in linen, who took it and came out. Something like human hands could be seen under the wings of the cherubim. Then the glory of the Lord left the threshold of the temple and rested upon the cherubim. These lifted their wings, and I saw them rise from the earth, the wheels rising along with them. They stood at the entrance of the eastern gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was up above them. Then the cherubim lifted their wings, and the wheels went along with them, while up above them was the glory of the God of Israel. And the glory of the Lord rose from the city, and took a stand on the mountain, which is to the east of the city.